Did you know that right now, in 2025, you can buy a house with no money using a 100% mortgage? As in, find a house, put an offer on, offer's accepted, go to a mortgage broker and say, hey, can I borrow the money to buy it? The mortgage broker says, how much do you want to borrow? You say, all of it, please. Yeah, I'm buying a house for 200 grand. I just want all of it. And there are lenders right now, obviously, depending on your criteria, your eligibility, you need to be working and things like that. April Mortgages will go, yeah, right. Oh, it's, how much is it? 200 grand. Here you go. 200 grand. Bang. And you buy it. That is mad. Now, I'm going to go through the full mortgage terms of this and talk about the good and the bad. Generally, it's good. Unless you're an idiot. If you're an idiot, by the way, who will buy the wrong house and borrow all the money to buy it and will end up getting divorced and losing your job and crying about it. Oh, but now I've got a big mortgage. Then it's not for you. But if you want to just get on the ladder and you don't have any money, this is a way to do it. There's many ways to do it. This is a way to do it. So let's have a little look. Right now I'm on aprilmortgages.co.uk and it says no deposit, no strings. 0% deposit, 100% peace of mind. So they're literally advertising the fact that they do this. No deposit, no strings. It even says this. Let's be honest, saving up for a deposit can feel impossible. That's why we've done something different. April's no deposit mortgage is designed to help you get the keys without having to save up. No gimmicks, no strings. Just a modern mortgage with simple rules, long-term certainty, and flexibility built in. That is mad. This reminds me of the olden days. By the way, people will be scared about this. They'll go, oh, but what about in 2008? What about it? Oh, they were doing this and then the market crashed. Yeah. So? Because people will tell you that this is going to cause a crash. And by the way, good. Let me tell you why it could cause a crash. Because first, it has to cause a bubble, right? What happened in 2008, I remember, was at the back end of the 1998, 1999, just before, you know, 2000, that's when lenders started doing this. And then what happened? Properties boomed like mad. Why do they boom like mad? Because everyone can now buy a house for free. So it's like, okay, everyone can just buy a house and borrow the money. Banks did it. In fact, lenders were giving out 125% mortgages in 2006. You want a house? How much? 100 grand. Okay, here's 125. Enjoy. So everyone was buying houses. But then what happened was when the banks stopped doing that in 2008, in fact, when some banks over-leveraged themselves and lent out too much money, what happened was they stopped overnight and then suddenly no one could borrow and then the house prices, woof, crashed. Right? That's the nutshell version. If this is a repeat of history, which it probably is, then what that means is 100% mortgages might become a thing. I don't think it's going to happen as bad as it happened before, by the way, because I think that we've learned. You'd like to think so, wouldn't you? But what's going to happen is as lending becomes easier, cheaper, more accessible, then more people will buy houses and then house prices will go up. And then when the lending then tightens up again, then house prices will crash. But what happens is house prices go up, woof, and then down. Like the 2008 crash, compare the crash to the boom. The 2008 crash was 10, houses dropped by 10 to 20% in 2008 to 2009. So they crashed, 10, 20%. But if you look prior to that, from 2004 to 2008, look at how big the boom was compared to the little dip. It wasn't even really a crash, it was a dip. Because everyone, it was a crash, because a crash is technically 10% or more in 12-month consecutive period, right? In a 12-month period. So it was a crash, but when did it boom again? Depending on where you are in the country, 2011? By 2011, 2012, in London, house prices from 2012 to 2017, in many parts of London, doubled. So house prices are always going to keep going up, down, but I think from this, in the next few years, it's certainly going to help push prices up for those that get on now. Anyway, let me keep reading. What's the criteria? The criteria is you've got to have a steady income of at least £24,000 a year. So if you're not making 24 grand, you can't do it. Got to have a clean credit history. It doesn't say this here, but it will come later. But this is going to be for your residential property. So you can't buy lots of these and rent them out, right? This is for your house where you live. Can you rent the rooms out in the house maybe and live there? Maybe. But you can't do this on scale. This is really for people that haven't got a house, that don't own anything, and want to get their first house. Now, here's the caveat. Here's the catch, which I think is absolutely mind-bogglingly crazy. I can't actually believe this. They are, and this is very telling, they are making you fix your rates, right? So the rates are about 5.99%, which is okay. I mean, what's base rate? Like 4.25, something like that, keeps dropping. But rates are 5.99%, which is high, but it's not astronomical in today's current market, but it is high. So they're making you fix your rates for a minimum of 10 years, right? So you're getting your rates fixed for 10 years. Now, here's the really interesting thing. Why are they doing that? Because they're taking advantage of the high rates at the moment because they know that rates are going to drop. This is my prediction. We'll come back to this video in a year or two and see if I'm right. My prediction is that base rate is going to come down and interest rates are going to drop. Again, they've already dropped, like the last budget, they've dropped. But I think they're going to drop. I think they're going to end up somewhere in the threes next year. And then the banks are going to make less money from loaning out money. So they're taking advantage right now of the high rates by giving 100% mortgage. And I also think that they're confident the house prices are going to go up. Because if you were to borrow 100% and then house prices dropped, you're in negative equity. That's bad for you, but do you know who it's really bad for? The lender. Because if the lender's giving you 200 grand to buy a 200 grand house, but then the house is now dropped and it's only worth 180, you could just go, oh, forget this, I'm not paying. And then they can repossess the house, yes, but the house is only worth 180. So they've lost 20 grand, plus the time, energy, resources. They're going to lose 30, 40 grand. High risk for them. But if they know that interest rates are going to go down, they know that house prices are going to go up, you're not going to be in negative equity, it's fine. So there's a chance you could end up in negative equity, but because of course you're very leveraged. But I personally think if you buy right, it's unlikely. No early repayment charges when moving home. That's cool. That means that if you're, let's say you buy the house and then after a year, you want to move to another house, you can transfer the mortgage and you won't be charged early repayment charges. I'm guessing you can't sell because they fixed you in for 10 to 15 years. Jeez. Your rate automatically drops as you pay off more. Yeah, good. Unlimited overpayments. That's good. So you can pay more if you want. Fine. Available for home purchases only. We lend responsibly, so people with strong credit and stable income, keeping things fair, safe, and certain. For everybody, zero deposit, 100% peace of mind. That is epic. I'm wondering if there's any T's and C's that you need to know about. Okay, here's the disclaimer. It's important to remember that while our no-deposit mortgage means that you won't need to put down a deposit, there are still other costs involved in buying a home. Yeah, obviously. These can include stamp duty, land tax. Yeah, you probably won't pay stamp duty, though. Depending on the... If you're buying a house and you're a first-time buyer... The house, what's the amount? I think it needs to be 250,000 or more, but check that on the government website. If it's less than that, you won't pay any stamp duty at all. Yeah, you'll pay legal fees, of course. And if things do change, you won't face it alone. Our friendly customer support team is here to help you if you're experiencing financial difficulties or need extra support. Yeah, take that with a pinch of salt. That, no one cares. It's your business, it's your life, it's your finance. You're not in it alone. Yes, you are. If you mess up and you end up buying a bad house, guess what? They don't care. You're in it alone. Who can apply? All right, let's talk about the criteria. So you got to be a UK resident. You got to be under 70 years old and not older than 80 at the end of the mortgage. Fine. See, that's quite old still. Like, imagine. So you're 69 years old and you can still do this on a 10-year mortgage. That's kind of cool. Wow. And then sell the property. Push the value up, sell the property, pay no capital gains tax because it's your home residence. So much you can do with this. Okay, need a minimum of 24 grand? Yep. Looking to buy or remortgage a house that's your main residence. Wow. That's valued at more than 75,000. Sorry, we don't accept flats or new build properties. Fine, good. I don't blame them. Why would they want new builds? Good. You shouldn't be buying a new build anyway, or a flat, probably. So that's amazing. You can remortgage your house. So if you're living in a house right now and it's worth 250 grand and your mortgage on it is 75%, you can now remortgage it and get 100%, i.e. borrowing, getting your deposit back that you did put down. Is that not amazing? What else is the criteria? Good credit history, yes. And will access with a credit search at the decision in principle stage. Fine. Your broker will be able to help with some more information, but please be aware that all applications are subject to a full underwriting and affordability review. Fine. So it doesn't actually go into the affordability review, but I'll tell you how it works. So, and this might be slightly different, but I don't think it will be with April. I imagine it's the same. But look, this whole video, this isn't financial advice. Yeah, I'm just reading their terms and giving you my opinion based on my experience. But here's what will happen. They'll loan you probably 4.5 times your salary. So they say you've got to be making a minimum of 24 grand. So let's say you're making 24 grand. If you're making 24 grand, they'll loan you 24 grand times 4.5. So they'll loan you up to 108,000. So if you're only married and you're buying it, or you've got a partner and you're buying it together, generally speaking, they'll look at your household income. So if you're making 24 grand and your partner's making 15 grand, then they'll go, all right, 24 plus 15 equals 39. 39 times 4.5 equal, all right, so they'll lend you 175 grand. Cool. Now, if you live in London, I mean, to be honest, if you live in London and you're making less than 24 grand, you're a bit screwed anyway. But if you are living in London, let's say you're living in London and you're making 30 grand and your partner's making 20. So you're making 50 grand household income. 50 grand times 4.5 equals 225 grand. 225 grand, considering you're not allowed to buy a flat not that you'd want to buy a new, but a flat, you're going to struggle to find a house for 225 grand in London. Let's be real. So if you live in London, maybe you should just move out. Maybe move to Birmingham. That's generally how much they'll lend, right? And the job needs to be proper employment. Your credit needs to be decent. Fine. Next, why do I need a mortgage advisor? As a responsible lender, we want to make sure, that's not why, in my opinion. The reason they want you to have a mortgage advisor is because they can't be bothered to deal with all these inquiries from people that don't qualify because they've got bad credit and they're not actually making 24 grand. And all these people inquiring that aren't going to pass, and now April are going to be swarmed and bogged down with all the applications. So they say, let's do that with a mortgage advisor. In other words, let the mortgage advisor do all that, and we'll just give the mortgage advisor a fee, or you will, or both. Is mortgage advice mandatory? Yes. Fine. What does a mortgage advisor do that I can't do myself? Okay, they'll review your income, outgoings, and credit profile. They don't trust you. April don't trust you. Mortgage advisors are registered with the FCA. They trust them more. And then there's some FAQs. What is a no deposit mortgage? Good question. You may have seen all these called 100% mortgages, as the mortgage is 100% of the loan to value. What this means is the loan to value, like if you're getting a buy to let mortgage, typically they'll give you 75% loan to the value. So i.e. what is the value? 200 grand. What is 75% loan of the value? 150. They'll give you 150. These guys are giving 100% loan of the value. So if you're buying a house for 200 grand, they'll give you 200 grand. As long as your income times 4.5 equals the amount of the loan. This means you won't pay a deposit. There will be other charges, so please bear this in mind. Am I eligible for a no deposit mortgage? We've added some of our basic eligibility requirements above, but your mortgage broker will be able to assist you further. So basically, get a broker. Yeah, find a broker. If you don't know a broker, just Google mortgage advisors or go. There's loads of mortgage advisors that you can just speak to, ring up on the phone, ask them if they know. If they don't know what April mortgages are, then forget them. Do I need to worry about borrowing 100% of the property's value? You should be aware that house prices can fall. This means the property could fall into negative equity. Okay, good. At least they're saying this, which is where you owe more than your house is worth. You should speak to your broker to make sure all of your concerns and questions are answered. Yeah, there's always risk, but you're not putting in any money. But you could be left with the debt if the property goes down. Possible. What other factors should I consider? Anyway, look, you can read this yourself. I'll put a link to this, but I've basically given a full summary. All right, the last one. Are there any other factors I should consider before taking out 100% with April? Yes, we want you to think about this fully and explain your individual circumstances to your mortgage broker. As with all April products, should you wish to remortgage away to another lender, they don't want that, within their fixed rate period, early repayment charges will be payable, of course, as outlined within your mortgage offer letter. And they want to fix it for 10 years. They got you, man. Yeah. This is where The Bible says that the borrower is a slave to the lender. So you could say, I don't want to get into a 10-year contract buying a house that I can't even make money on because it has to be my home residence. So things to think about. Number one, can you rent the rooms out? Can you get lodgers? If you can, good. Number two, what will your new mortgage payments be at 5.99%, assuming that is what they'll give you, in comparison to your rent? I.e., will you be better off every month owning a property and living in it versus renting? Number three, if you're buying a house, well, I guess the good thing is they did let you. They said if you want to move house, they'll switch the mortgage over to another house. So that's kind of cool. I was going to say, do you want to live there for a long time? But you're not fixing the house for 10 years. You can switch. It's fine. As long as you switch and you stay with them, you can't move to another lender. Next, what do you personally think that house will be worth? Because depending on the area where you buy the house, see, I can look at a house. I'm not being arrogant, but I can look at a house and know, can I increase the value of this house? What will this house be worth in 5 years' time in this specific area? And I can get a pretty good estimation. If you don't have a clue what you're doing, so you just go and randomly just buy a house for free. Maybe not. Because if it's not making any money, and if it's not going to go up in value, and if it's going to be, the mortgage payments are going to be more expensive than your rent, maybe not. It depends. But what an amazing opportunity. My general suggestion would be, maybe do this, but you can do this. Did you know you can buy houses with a £1 deposit and rent them out as serviced accommodation and do what you want? It's called a purchase lease option agreement, where you buy a house, purchase a hire contract on a house. You can do that. You don't need a broker. You just need, but people don't know. There's loads of stuff you can do. This is mainstream. This is, the lenders are selling this. It's fine. But there's loads of other stuff you can do if you get the right knowledge and training. So if you want to spend a full day with me at the Property Investors Crash Course, where I can tell you everything, give you the full works, then come and spend a day with me. Tickets are just £10. But here's the thing. When you arrive, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book, The Future of Money, which is worth £10. So basically, it's free. So I'll leave a link in the description. So I look forward to seeing you there. And have a wonderful time buying houses with zero money. See you next time.